Part 4. The Pardoner's Tale. One day, the pardoner got drunk and told us all his secrets.
I go into the churches and speak to the people. You are all good people. But if anyone has stolen money from his neighbour or cheated her husband with another man, they will go to hell. But if you give me money, I will forgive you. In the name of God. Then they all hurry to give me gold. Who knows what happens after they die? I don't care if they go to heaven or hell. I just want their money. Even the poor widow has something to give me. I have enough gold to buy a drink of wine and a girl in every town. But even a bad man like me can tell a good story. Listen to my tale. Some years ago, there was a group of young men who lived very badly. They danced and played music all day long. They loved eating and drinking, and afterwards they ran after the women of the town. Above all, they loved gambling. They lived in a time of broken promises and lies and swearing. I am going to tell you about three of these bad young men. One Sunday, they were sitting in a tavern, drinking heavily instead of going to church. They heard a bell ringing. In the street, the people were taking a dead man to the churchyard. One of the men called the servant boy.
Go and find out who has died. Make sure you get his name correctly.
I can tell you his name, said the boy. He was one of your friends. But suddenly last night he was killed. He was sitting at the table, completely drunk, when a silent thief named Death came and stabbed him in the heart. Then the killer went away without a word. Death kills all of us round here. He has killed 1,000 during the plague. Be careful if you meet him, sirs. You see him everywhere you go. That's what my mother told me. It's all I know.
The host of the tavern agreed. The boy's right. This year, Death killed everyone in a large village near here. Every man, woman and child was killed, the lords and the poor men. Death lives not far away. He's always appearing among us.
Great God, I'm not afraid,
said one of the young men.
I'll look for this murderer, Death, in every street. I'll make a promise now. My brothers, let's drink together. We three are one. Death has killed our friends. Now we will kill him before the day is finished.
The three men stood up and drank.
We will live and die for one another,
they promised.
We are all brothers.
They went out of the tavern completely drunk and went towards the village where everyone had been killed.
If we catch him, then Death is dead.
On the way, they met a very old, very poor man. He was wrapped in old clothes, so that they could hardly see his face. He greeted them politely.
God be with you, my lords.
Get out of our way, you old fool,
said the leader of the men.
Why do you live such a long time? It's time for an old man like you to die.
I have been all over the world, as far as India,
said the old man.
But I cannot find a young man who will change his life for mine. So I live as an old man until God decides that I should die. Not even Death will take my life. So, like a prisoner in this world, I wait for my freedom. The earth is my mother. I knock on her gate with my stick and cry, Dear Mother, let me in. Look at me. I am growing thinner every day. Wrap me in a sheet and take me into my grave. But she refuses to help me. So my face is white and my bones ache.
The old man looked at the leader.
You spoke very rudely to me just now. That is wrong. It says in the Bible that you should respect an old man with white hair. Don't hurt me, but treat me kindly, so that, when you are old yourself, people will respect you. Now, let me pass. I must go where I must go.
No, old fool. You cannot escape from us so easily,
said the leader.
You spoke about death a few moments ago. Death has killed all our friends in this place. You are one of his spies. Tell us where he is, or you'll pay for it. You are certainly one of Death's gang who planned to kill all the young people. You wicked thief!
Well, sirs, if you really want to find Death, follow this crooked path towards that forest. I left him there, under a tree. Can you see the oak? He's waiting for you there, I'm sure. He's not afraid of rude young men like you. Now, God be with you, and help you to become good.
The three men ran down the crooked path towards the tree, while the old man stood and watched. Then he continued on his journey. What did they find under the tree? A huge pile of new gold coins. They had never seen so much gold. They immediately forgot all about death when they saw the shining money. It made them very happy. The leader spoke first.
Brothers, listen to me carefully. I have a plan. Luck has given us this treasure so that we can live happily and luxuriously for the rest of our lives. We'll spend it all on pleasure. We didn't expect this to be our lucky day. We must take the gold away to my house as soon as possible, or one of your houses. Brothers, we know that it is our gold. God has given it to us to make us happy, but we mustn't take it by day. People will think we are thieves. They will hang us because of our treasure. We must take it away secretly at night. Therefore, one of us must go to the town to get bread and wine for us all while the others stay and look after the treasure. He must go quickly and secretly. Then, when it is dark, we will carry the gold to one of our houses. What do you think?
They all agreed. They drew lots, and the youngest ran off to the town to get bread and wine. The other two stayed under the tree with the gold. As soon as the youngest one had gone, the leader talked to the other.
You are my true brother. We can help each other. You know that our companion has gone to the town, and he has a huge pile of gold which we will divide among the three of us. But if we divided it between two, that would be better for both of us. Do you agree, friend?
That's impossible,
said the other.
He knows that we have the gold. If we take it all, how can we explain it to him?
Do you agree or not?
Asked the first one.
I can tell you my plan in a few words if you are interested.
Tell me. I will support you.
Well, we are two, and he is only one. We are stronger than him. When he comes back, begin to wrestle with him. He will think it is a game. Then I will come up secretly behind him and stab him in the back while you are fighting. Do the same. Stick your knife in his chest. Then, my dear friend, we will divide all this gold between the two of us like brothers.
So these two criminals decided to kill the third one as soon as he returned. But the youngest was also thinking about the gold as he ran to town. The shining coins were beautiful and bright.
Oh, God,
he thought.
I would like all this gold for myself. No one would be as happy as I would be then.
The devil put an idea in his head.
I will poison my two companions,
he thought. He did not feel sorry for his friends. He only thought about the gold. Immediately, he went to a chemist in the town.
I need some poison to kill rats,
he said.
Also, there's an animal which is killing my chickens at home. I must poison it.
The chemist replied,
I'll give you the strongest poison that I have. There is nobody, man or animal, that can take this poison and live. The smallest bit is enough to kill a man in a few minutes.
The young man took the box of poison and left. He went to a shop in the next street and bought 3 bottles. He put the poison in 2 of the bottles, but not in the 3rd. He would drink from that bottle and enjoy the gold after his companions were dead. Then he filled the bottles with wine and went back to the tree. I am near the end of my story. As they had agreed, the 2 other men killed the youngest one as soon as he returned with the wine. Then they sat down.
Now let's sit and drink before we bury his body.
The leader took one of the bottles, drank, and passed it to his friend, who also drank. It was the poisoned wine. In a few minutes, all 3 were on the ground under the tree, ready for the rats and worms to eat them. They had found death.